the big city in Maryland, you mentioned that, and then the big city in Missouri is St. Paul? St. Louis.
St. Louis?
Yeah, and the big city in Illinois is, where they had all that trouble at the convention last...
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, but I think...
Chicago? Yeah, and the big city in a couple of towns in Alabama, they come right to mind.
Birmingham?
And Mark... Or
Mobile?
Sure. And the big city in Georgia where I live is
I don't know.
Did I tell you yesterday? Atlanta? Yeah. And then...
I used to know a lot of places down there, but I forgot.
You know the name of that city up on the Ohio River?
Cincinnati?
Sure. Okay. Now, if you had a choice of doing two things, you said, I was going to do this, but I did that instead. Yeah. And if I asked you, how far is it from here to Greenville? And you say, it's about...
I'd say it's about 11 miles, between 10 and 11.
All right. And if you're not sure about wanting to do something, you know, and you might say, well, I don't know.
I might change my mind.
I don't know I want to do that or not. I don't know.
I might change my mind.
Okay. And if someone's been sick for a long time, but then the person recovered, you say, it seemed he'd never pull through. It seemed...
I don't know hardly how to say it.
Okay. I was wondering if you'd say something like, it seemed like or seemed as if you'd never pulled through.
Yeah, that'd be right.
And the church you belong to is the...
Free Will Baptist.
Yeah, and a person wants to become a member, they say they went down and...
Baptized. And joined the church.
All right, and the supreme being that you pray to is...
God.
And in an oath you say, my...
Father.
Or God.
Or God.
Yeah. And a minister preached a...
funeral or a service.
Message. Every Sunday he preaches a...
message.
You don't call it a service.
No. Sermon's hardly ever used anymore.
I see.
Everybody uses a message.
Message. I see.
Preached a wonderful message or a good message.
Uh-huh. And the organ played...
pretty music.
All right.
Good music.
All right. And what is a ballad? Do you ever use that term, a ballad, for some kind of music?
Well, no, but I've heard that said a few times. That's a ballad would be of a song, you know, some certain song somebody knew.
Right. And if you were, say you had you were all set to go to church one Sunday morning, and all of a sudden something happened to one of your cows or something. You had to go out there, and you might say to your wife, "Church will be over
before we get there."
Yeah, and the person, God's enemy is
the devil.
Now, what other names have you heard for the devil?
Well, Satan.
Yeah, well,
they different.
Any kind of humorous terms.
Yeah, Satan and the devil, and the old enemy,
uh-huh.
Enemy of our soul.
Do you ever have anything like Old Harry or the Bad Man or the Booger Man or the Black Man?
I've heard the Booger Man, yes, yeah. I've heard the Booger Man.
Say now, the Booger Man's a devil?
He's used terms of devil.
Okay. Yeah. And now, there might have been a house in the neighborhood years ago, and there might still be one that children were afraid to go near, and they call that a...
haunted house.
And what's supposed to be in a haunted house?
Well, Lord, tell him, you used to live in one.